Yes, sometimes it's hard to find self-storage deals that work today. But let me share with you how parking can actually make a difference in the world of self-storage today. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Self-Storage Quick Start Academy. And the Quick Start Academy is housing an online, live, virtual self-storage boot camp October 8th and 9th. 2021. There'll be a link to find out more information about it. And if you've ever thought about getting into self-storage business and finding it challenging today to figure out how, this self-storage boot camp is just for you. One of the things I want to talk about today is how parking can make a difference in a project in today's world, and how you can actually make a deal perhaps work that doesn't work. You know, I analyze, let's say, 5 to 10 deals per week in the self-storage space, and I can't tell you how frustrated I get with the high prices, the low caps, and particularly as I'm looking at the adjusted to market numbers that many of the brokers put in their marketing packages today. It drives me crazy. But we'll cover in the boot camp if you happen to go. Otherwise, you know what we do is we look for expansion and conversions. Today, I'm going to talk about expansion opportunities. And very often, I look at a number of packages where there's some existing self-storage. The numbers are just insane. And I'll see some additional land. Very often, there's just like scattered parking across an acre or so of land. I'm sure you've seen those packages. And I'll look at that and I'll run a preliminary analysis on, you know, can that submarket hold more space? Is there demand for more self-storage? And that's typically what we look for. And in today's world, a lot of the submarkets or the markets we're in, there is no more demand for self-storage, or it's going to be quite a while before there is. And usually I'll set those packages aside. Let me share with you how parking made a difference on one particular deal. I looked at one. The self-storage market was not grossly overbuilt, but it was at equilibrium, and I'm not going to be bringing more self-storage space into a market that's at equilibrium. I'm looking for markets that still have some demand. And I was about ready to push this one to the side, but in my research on the submarket, one thing I saw was that the average income was, the average household income was in the 80s. So I paused for a minute and I looked at the package, and this package sure didn't reflect that. I mean, it was just a scattered, it was an aerial view, scattered lot of just some random cars and maybe a RV or so, but trucks, RVs, and cars just kind of parked across a grass lot. But I dug a little deeper into that market and saw that, in fact, yes, many of the people who live in that trade area do have expensive toys. And there were a number of upscale parking options for people in that trade area. There were even some buildings that were devoted to nothing but indoor parking for that trade area. I looked at what they were getting. I didn't see any discounting going on. I called a few of them, and it looked like it was a very healthy market for parking. So I went back to this package and looked at it, and it had a vacant lot, and it had a lot with some parking on it. So I did an analysis where I phased in some covered parking and then reran the numbers. One thing I've discovered about self-storage today is on new space in a good healthy market, we're leasing up self-storage at 3.5% to 5% of the square footage per month. in parking, you can get 8 to 12% of your parking leased up per month in a lease up situation. So I reran the numbers with a little under, but close to what the market was getting on parking, and voila, all of a sudden we've got a deal that potentially hits our benchmark numbers that's in our marketing strategy. Now, will this deal work for us? I don't know. But that was a way I was able to make a deal that was going to go in the discard pile, actually go into the pile of potential deals that work. There are people out there that specialize in feasibility reports for parking. And if we move forward on this deal, it's in the pile of potential deals, we will definitely use those people for our feasibility report on that opportunity. Again, it's a preliminary pro forma, and we're going to validate all the assumptions in there. But that's a classic case of how parking today can make a difference for a deal for you. We'll cover a lot of strategies in the boot camp. That might be one of them, but we have the best way that I and the people I'm working with are getting in or growing their self-storage business in today's reality. In the boot camp, we cover what costs are today, what some of the challenges you're going to have today are. You get the forms that we use in our business, the checklist, you even go over budget numbers. So if getting in the self-storage business is something you've been thinking about, don't let it just be a dream that goes by the wayside. For more information about the boot camp, there'll be a link in the comments below, or if you're on Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, click the link in the text. So I look forward to being with you next week, and I will see you then.